You need to be able to learn to trust your trading plan and your trading strategy. So let's talk about that and more right now. Hi, Forex traders. Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach. And today is Friday, the 25th of September. And in this video and podcast, I want to talk about a really, really important aspect of trading. And it's all about, once you've developed a strategy or a plan or a system, having the ability to stick to it. And it's something that affects traders across a broad spectrum, from absolute beginners right through to more experienced traders and everybody in between. And it's something that you really need to learn to overcome in order to take that step from being maybe a break-even trader or a small profitable trader to becoming a really good trader. So let's talk about that and exactly what I mean. You see, the problem that I see happening and what I experience from feedback that I get from people, emails, phone calls, whatever it might be, is that so many people out there, and I'm talking majority of these people are non-coaching clients of mine, because hopefully once they have a coach and a strategy and a mentor, things change around for them. But I'm talking about people out there in general who don't have anybody to follow or for guidance. And the problem that I see is so many people, they develop what they think is a really good strategy and a plan, and it works for them, and that's brilliant, that's great. But the problem is they start fiddling with it, and they try to second guess the market, and they break their plan, and they break the rules of the system. And everybody's going to do that from time to time. No one's perfect. I'm not saying that, but the problem is that people seem to think that they need to sit there watching every pip move up and down, you know, because the market might move against them. And in reality, the market doesn't care about you or it doesn't care about me. It's going to do what it's going to do, whether we're sat watching the charts or not. So what I'm trying to say is, once you've developed that strategy, try to stick to it to the very best that you can without fiddling with it, without intervening with it. I personally find that the vast majority of my trades that I put on in my evening time, when I wake up in the morning, they've either hit their profit target or their stop loss for the vast majority. And it's so great to see profitable trades when you weren't there actually at the market intervening. And because if you have a strategy and you stick with it and you have a stop loss in place for a reason, you have a profit target in place for a reason, the majority of the time, unless you see any obvious reason to need to edit that trade or to get out of that trade or partially close, and again, that is determined on your strategy, unless you see that, let the trade do its thing. Because you're not going to be able to influence it by sitting there stressing about that trade, watching every pip of movement up and down, and seeing that trade almost at full profit and then just missing, and then going a bit closer, then just missing. You know, and it's quite stressful to do that. When trades get into that situation and they're almost at full profit, I just walk away. Just walk away and leave them. And come back 5 or 10 minutes later, or half an hour later, hour later, and 9 times out of 10, you'll see that the trades hit the full profit target in that time, while you've been away, but you weren't sitting there stressing, watching that last few pips and, you know, sort of get to your profit target. So it's really important to understand that. So that's once you have a strategy. The other side that I see so many people struggle with is that they have a strategy, but then they start fiddling with the strategy itself in terms of adding things to it, going on forums, getting other ideas, adding the next greatest indicator or robot to what they have. And it's like the phrase, don't reinvent the wheel. You know, once you've got something there, stick to it. And if you like it, if it works for you, fantastic, and stick to it. But don't start, you know, after 2 or 3 losing trades, adding another indicator or suddenly becoming a news trader or, you know, when that doesn't suit you, or adding a moving average or a MACD or so whatever it might be, don't start fiddling with a strategy that has been proven to work. And a really interesting aspect that I find with my coaching clients is that they've paid for a course, and they've paid good money for a course, for a proven strategy and hopefully what they see as a good, proven, mentor and educator. But you see, if you paid for something, you're more likely to stick at it. You're more likely to go through the course properly. You're more likely to attend live webinars. You're more likely to attend the membership site and look at daily information and use the software, because it's all there laid out in a step-by-step process in front of you. But also, you then become slightly accountable because you've got someone there helping you along the way as a mentor, who's expecting you to be on webinars and is expecting you to log into the membership site daily and to see what he's writing to help you. But also don't forget that if you've paid for that system, you're more likely to, you know, to stay with it. If you get a free system or a system for like $20, you're so easily going to be distracted and forget about that system, even if it happens to be good. So the fact is that you've paid for something, it means that you're going to focus on it, you're going to be on track, you're going to stick with it and make it work. And that's another reason, on top of all the great strategy and the help and support that I offer for my clients, it's another reason why clients do so well. So if you'd like to know more about that, or you, maybe you're not at that stage where you need that mentor yet, or you think you need that mentor, just have a look at what I can help you with in terms of free information on my site, in terms of webinars, software, calculators, ebooks, etc. But then if you want to take your trading to that next level, then yes, it will cost you. It's no different from going from a cheap holiday to an expensive holiday, or a cheap car to an expensive car. If you want that next level of performance, then as with most things in life, you have to pay for it. But if you paid for it, you look after it, you respect it, and you make it work. So hope that really helps you. If there's some more information that you'd like me to share on future videos and podcasts, just drop me a line or leave a message on the bottom of this video, and I'll answer those questions for you. Have a great weekend. This is Andrew Mitchum, the Forex Trading Coach. Bye for now.